Simply Done, the podcast network.
So I said to the girl, I go, if you're a model, let's see you sniff some model airplane glue.
Yeah.
Oh. Hey, Scaremaster.
Don't punch.
What are you punching me for? What did I do?
You're pulling on my fingers and shit.
He was trying to shake your hand.
Yeah, he's trying to fucking...
Wow.
Trying to what?
Terrible attitude.
Unbelievable. I heard you're in a great mood. You know what else I like? I like that rock. Is that Rocka Rocka song?
No. It's not.
This is Retribution.
Coming to you pre-recorded from Simply Don, the podcast network studios at a secret location in West Hollywood, California. It's the Big Three Podcast. Hi, once again, I'm your pal, Don.
I'm Maul.
I'm Scary Perry.
And we are the Big Three.
Big Three.
Big Three.
Happy Thanksgiving to everybody.
Ho, ho, ho.
Yeah. Well,
ho, ho, ho.
Perry, stop right now.
You're a Java ho, ho,
just
ho.
Before you get
in. Stop getting in my face, just, you fucking moron.
I'm going to punch you.
How about that Lions game last night? Was that something?
I thought, here's the Packers coming into the game. There's no way they can beat them. And what a game that was.
Yeah,
huh?
It turned into some game. Morris was, he's no Java at best, but, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, anyway, happy Thanksgiving to you. I hope it was a wonderful Thanksgiving to everybody. And today we're going to kind of celebrate Thanksgiving. A day late, but still, we're going to celebrate.
A dollar short.
That's one way of looking at it.
A dollar short. All right. Sounds good. Like my wallet.
Scary Master. You're on tonight, dude.
Well, not really, because supposedly he was supposed to have a girl come here.
I was supposed to have a date with me, and the bitch stood me up.
What was this girl's name?
Heidi.
So another
girl. From the movie?
No, Heidi, from your Facebook and from your Facebook. And also from mine, but she's somewhere from Santa Clarita. She says she works at Capitol Records.
Sweet.
I don't believe any of it because she's full of shit.
You know, Perry, a lot of women are going to start using you to get to me, and I don't think that's right.
That's right, it's not right, but why would they want to use me to get to you? They don't want to get to you.
Oh, come on. Come on, seriously.
I mean, the only reason why they'd want to get to you is to get famous like me.
Can I make an important announcement?
Absolutely.
Okay, well, the Big Three Pod and Podcast rely on your help. We need sponsors. Thankfully, it looks like I may have just got one.
What?
Beautiful.
Seriously?
There is a huge farm called Jensen Farm.
Where's that located?
It is in the Midwest.
Oh.
They're wonderful.
Nice.
Hold on, let me take up the...
What kind of farm is it?
It's an all-around farm.
What is that? Is that cantaloupe?
It looks like cantaloupe.
Take some and pass it around.
I'm allergic to cantaloupe. Hey, Perry, before we get into this,
yes. You
should eat a few pieces and like talk about how good it is.
That's like let them know what kind of spokesperson
you
could be.
Oh, perfect.
Oh, nice and sweet.
Perry, start saying things like it's the best cantaloupe.
That is the greatest cantaloupe
right,
on
wait,
the planet.
Wait, give you a clean cut.
Talk about Jensen's Farms Jensen, cantaloupe.
Jensen's Farms cantaloupe.
Do a commercial for it.
Jensen's Farms cantaloupe is very tasty, very, very sweet.
Is that good?
No, delicious. Jensen's Farm.
My
great.
Thought is that Jensen's Farm is looking for some positive publicity after what's happened to them for the last few months.
Yeah.
The bad publicity they got from that Listeria outbreak causing the biggest cantaloupe recall in USDA history.
Go ahead.
If it kills me, so what?
Absolutely.
Exactly.
It's good.
So far, the cantaloupe traced back to that farm may or may not be responsible for close to 30 deaths.
30?
That's all right.
I heard it was a lot more than that.
Well, the numbers are still growing, but
delicious.
I
think it's delicious.
Well, yeah, no, I'm gonna hold off because I kind of want to wait to see if everything's tested and stuff.
Then if I die, that's okay.
Keep going, scare me.
It
is good. Look at you going through that cantaloupe.
I'm real hungry too.
Are you?
Oh, yeah.
Well, today's our Thanksgiving podcast, and we're going to celebrate Thanksgiving together. No, we're going with What the Hucks, a traditional Thanksgiving meal.
Hey, why don't we all go around and talk about what we want to give thanks for?
Perry, what do you got to be thankful for this year?
Everything that...
Talk a little closer to the mic.
Okay.
Have another piece.
No, slow down on that, man, because you really...
They say you shouldn't. You really shouldn't eat more than like an ounce or any of it until it's been tested, because the Listeria is really lies dormant, and it's really dangerous.
Thanks for feeding me with some poisonous.
Listen, I'm just saying, Jensen's can come back like any farm. Del Monte recalled their cantaloupes from Arizona.
So now you're feeding.
I'm
me
just
poison.
Saying, no, they need to get back on top. They need to show that someone can eat it and not die. So next podcast, you're not sick.
We're in. We got a new sponsor.
Exactly.
So he feeds me poison, and I get sick, and then I'm almost dead?
No, you're not.
I gotta have fucking surgery, you fucking asshole.
You'll be fine. You'll probably, maybe be fine, okay?
Yeah.
The most you'll get is violent diarrhea and stomach cramps.
Oh, thanks.
That's the main Listeria thing is. Doesn't kill most people. Kills kids and the elderly and people who are sick. But for the most part, just gives you diarrhea, cramping, nausea, dehydration, willies, night fevers.
Oh, so now I'm told all this garbage.
I was boogie fever.
I heard.
Let's bring this a little lower.
If you can't have aspirin, you shouldn't eat the cantaloupe.
Yeah, lactose intolerance.
Okay, let me get the show started here.
Let's.
Am I talking?
Doc.
Okay. If you've never heard this podcast before, the three of us, what were we the stars of, Perry?
Windy City Heat.
The cult classic film, Windy City Heat. Then, after 7 years, we took a little time off. Perry got his shit together. Nothing happened. Mole and I went on successful careers outside the
super
movie.
Super fun stuff we did. Remember we went on that roller coaster? Remember we went fishing?
Yeah, but I was talking more about our careers. What's that, Perry?
What about my mom, though? My mom was very deathly ill and got cancer of the... throat and passed away, which is no fun.
So that's kind of sad.
Yeah, very sad.
I'm sorry, Perry.
That's all right.
Well, you know, thing is...
Thank you for being so nice by saying I'm...
As you know, one of the reasons we're even doing the podcast is when you were calling me like a little bitch crying because your mother had passed away and you lost your job, and we decided to try to help you. So that's why we are here. So in a way, we can
fat, gay, greaseball, dirty-ass Italian is what Ruckus says.
Yeah.
Well, he's also an Italian. Why doesn't he fucking act like a human being and admit what he's what
Rucka,
he really
Rucka is? Rucka Ali is an Italian name?
No, that's not an Italian name. His real name is an Italian name.
You know, I'll tell you something. Back before you started shit, he was down with you. But then you fucked with Rucka's knuckles, and he won't clown with you. You're up inside your mansion. Fat bitches sit with you. Randy Callahan busted off in your hand with you. What you got in your hat full of tricks?
Yeah, read
Perry's looping a bag full of dicks. Could be one, could be two, maybe six. Oh, juggling dicks since 96. Handful of candy for the kids, you tricks. Nobody even knows who you is. Nobody
knows
you in the
everybody
biz.
Everybody knows who
everybody
I
knows
am.
Who you are.
Please. Yeah,
don't be ridiculous,
you don't take shits, but you take a piss.
Oh, Christ.
Okay, well, anyway, so if you've never heard this show... For 42 shows, we worked on the Adam Carolla Ace Broadcasting Network, and then we left under, what would you say, what kind of circumstances what did we leave on?
Good ones. Everyone was cool, except they never let us ride the mini bikes, so we were gone.
Mini bikes, go-karts, race cars.
People out there, the fans out there, made donations to put another studio together, and now we have Simply Don, the Podcast Network Studios at a secret location in West Hollywood, California. And one of the things that we do that's different than any other podcast in the world, Mole, what do we talk about?
We talk about our own personal lives
and Perry,
master.
Pop culture.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And that's why we are the most listened to podcast in the world today. So thank you to the fans. What should we do to start things out here? Do you want to go right into the $10 shout-outs? What do you think?
Sure.
All right. Then it's time once again to have a little fun with the fans, because this is where you can get in touch with us and get a little shout-out by sending $10 cash to us. No legal papers, no checks, money orders, any of that bullshit. Just the legal tender. Cash, money. Send that to us, and we will read your letter, and you get a shout-out on our show. It is time once again for the $10 shout out.
$10 shout out.
Okay, we've got a couple today, only a couple. And that is kind of a little bit upsetting because.
Did you want more than a couple?
Well, here's the deal. We're not getting a lot of sponsors, which hurts us. So
I know. Why? We got our Plumbing and Porn.
ASM Plumbing and Porn is a good sponsor. Yeah, and we used to have Neil Leeds, but he dropped out.
We've got Jensen Farm, maybe.
Possibly. Let's keep our fingers crossed. But we need more sponsors. And, you know, if you want to make a donation to help the cause, so to speak, because we got things we got to take care of, it costs us money to do this. So if you want to make a donation, go to our Simply Don the Podcast Network website, and you can make a donation through PayPal. So if you'd like to do that, make sure you do that. All right. You want to read this first one, Perry?
Hey, you know what the best nation is?
What's that?
Donation.
That's funny. I thought you were going to say.
That's cute. I like that.
I thought you were going to say Rucka Rucka Nation.
Yeah.
All right. Why don't you read this one? Here's our first shout out. Read into the mic. Here we go.
Okay. Let's see. We got local drug search at 2784 Homestead Road, number 160, Santa Clara, California. Localdrugsearch.com, November 15th. Okay. Hey, Big Three. It's Mike from localdrugsearch.com. Here again is a $10 shout out. Each and every week on the podcast, we hear Perry Caramello, that's Perry Caravello, boasting about performing oral sex on Randy Callahan. I never performed oral sex on Randy
Callahan.
Just
read what he says.
Jerk off.
That's why people get confused.
As fans of the Big Three, we expect to hear discussions of pop culture and your personal lives, but this is too much. Perry, we get it. You blew Randy Callahan. No, Jagoff, I did not blow Randy Callahan.
Does it say
and
that?
And I jerked him off, not he jerked me off. It says, Perry, we get it. You blew Randy Callahan and he jerked you off. It's the other way around, fucker.
Okay, that's all you need to
you
say.
You fantasized about your, stop fantasizing about your sex conquests from 20 years ago and let's move on. I want my $10 shout out to go to Mr. Caramello. If he can be professional and refrain from retelling his sexual conquests of Randy Callahan for just 1 week. To be clear,
you can do it, Scaremaster.
Perry can talk about any other men he's recently blown, but just give the Randy Callahan affairs to rest. You know, dude, stop trying to make it look like I'm the faggot. I did not blow anybody.
Does it say all that?
Okay, and then this is Big Three, Mike Tedasco, CEO, localdrugsearch.com. Here. Okay. Very upsetting.
Okay, well, that was a good letter. Thanks, Mike. Thanks for your $10. And we have one other one today. Mole, you want to read this one? Here you go.
Dear Big Three, I love your podcast. I really mean that. I love capital letters, your podcast, to the point that I sometimes fantasize while masturbating.
Let me see what that says. Masturbating.
Yes. That I'm doing this while in your studio during the podcast. So when I say I really love your podcast, I really mean that I'm saying, but that's not the reason that I'm writing to you. I'm writing because my mother became one of the 87 casualties from the recent cantaloupe contamination, and your podcast is the only thing that keeps me going. So I was wondering if you could make a promise to never ruin your show by having that communistic bed peddler Neil Leeds on your show again. I can't agree to that. I'm sorry.
What's that?
Thank you, and keep up the good work on the best thing on the airwaves. Matt Edgar.
Did you say that or did he?
No, I said I can't agree with that.
I can't either.
To have Neil back.
Neil was a nice guy.
Great guy. We got to get him back.
Real nice
guy. We still have to do Big Three Live at Leeds.
He doesn't want that. So,
It
doesn't matter. He was just a decent guy. And you know what? Let's leave Neil alone. He was in a position here. His business is family oriented. And we are a little rough on the edges.
We talk about family-oriented stuff in our own personal lives.
Sometimes we also go
like Perry will talk about blowing somebody or something like that, like the Randy Callahan.
Dude, stop it!
He's not supposed to talk about that for 1 week.
What's that?
I never blew this.
Perry!
God damn! I never blew anybody.
Stop,
Perry! Stop it!
Fucking faggots, all of you!
All right,
all of you!
All right. Well, anyway.
Can I say something?
Let's close this out real quick. That was today's $10 shout-out.
$10 shout-out!
Okay, that was a good shout-out today.
Super good.
Yeah. So what were you saying, Mo, before we
finish? I feel bad about that man's mom. and the cantaloupe.
Yeah,
and I feel bad that Perry had some.
Oh, yeah. Well, you didn't feel bad. No bullshit. You lying.
Scaremaster.
Fuck you. You like opened the goddamn thing.
Do you remember when Tylenol was, everyone was afraid of Tylenol?
And then yeah, because there was poison in that fucking.
But who knew? They said it, and then people died, okay? But you still had to do commercials for Tylenol.
Well, the good thing is this. Soon you're going to be going in for an operation, and if you have
some
problems.
Not after eating cantaloupe.
What do you mean?
He should wait before he eats cantaloupe.
Well, he already did.
If he's going in for an operation.
It's a few weeks away.
It's a couple. It's.
Are you
just stop, okay. Perry.
Whatever.
Take care of yourself before that.
Absolutely.
But. Can I say something?
You were saying something before we finished our $10 shout-out close. What were you going to say to us?
Hey, listen, so you know what I was thinking, you guys? You know I've been getting a lot of letters and cards from people and about all the stuff they love on the show and other stuff that they want to see on the show?
Right.
You know what they really miss?
What?
Perry Pie time.
You what? Know, it's crazy
and
that you say
and
that.
Before you,
what is that?
Perry Pie time was when we used to follow $10 shout-outs with... You trying to eat several pies.
Several pies?
Yes. You ate apple pies, you eat cherry pies, but today's Thanksgiving, so...
Pumpkin pie?
You have a pumpkin pie?
But I don't have several, I only have one.
Okay, then let's do this. As you know, or maybe you don't know, Perry is under probation, so he gets no money from the shout-outs.
Wait, but wait.
What I was going to do is I was going to give
it... Why am I on probation?
You were on probation for 4 weeks.
Four weeks?
For walking out on the show a couple of weeks ago. Oh, remember when you didn't come? Oh, yeah. Well, because what you do is this. You always complain that we give you no money. So I always want you to see me handing money to Mary Jane... Which Mary Jane, one of the producers on the show, and we never give her enough credit. Mary Jane, everybody.
Mary Jane is awesome.
Thank you.
She must take one bite.
Okay, so here's what we're going to do. Mary Jane, I have only $20 today. If Perry doesn't eat this pie, you get it. If Perry eats the pie, he gets it. So, Perry, it's now time to decide what you want to do. Do you want to thrill the fans and do one of the favorite segments they have?
Pie, pie,
or
pie,
do you want
pie,
Perry
pie,
Jane?
Pie, 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 Perry Pie.
I want pie.
Perry Pie Time. Perry Pie Time. Perry Pie Time.
Perry Pie Time. Perry Pie Time.
I think we're going to need a new song.
Yeah. He's my Perry Pie.
Oh, there we go. There we go. Let me tell you.
And with, this is.
I'm thinking for Perry Pie Time that we. Maybe we don't always have sweets. Sometimes we go savory. Maybe it's a chicken pot pie. Maybe it's a shepherd's pie.
Maybe we should get a drop
pizza
cloth
pie.
To try to protect the floors here at the Simply Done the Podcast Network studios at a secret location in West Hollywood, California.
Just pick up the pie. Give the people what they want, Scaremaster.
I am.
Scaremustard.
Scaremustard. I'm just freaking out looking at that pie. Here we go. Here's the first giant slab.
And you are on the way. You're that much closer to $20.
All right. How about while he's having the pie, I know a word that rhymes with pie.
What's that?
Guy.
Guy.
And I know a time. I know what time it is.
What time is it?
Maybe it's time for three guys sitting around talking about the ladies.
Oh, for those people that have never heard this, this is where three guys, one of them eating a pumpkin pie, sitting around talking about the ladies. It's time once again for Guy Talk.
Oh, yeah. It's Guy Talk. Gonna talk about the ladies.
Okay, I think Scaremaster should have to
guy
finish the pie
talk.
By the end of Guy Talk.
Ooh.
What's that about? What'd you say?
What was that?
I think Scaremaster should have to finish the pie by the end of Guy Talk.
Well, usually Guy Talk's like about 2-3 minutes long.
Sounds about right.
All right. Well, Perry, I don't know. We'll ask Mary Jane. Mary Jane, because you have a vested interest in this, because either the $20 goes
to
you.
He's not wasting any time. Look at him.
Or it goes to Perry. Do you think that we should put the provision on this that Perry has to finish the pie before the end of Guy Talk? What do you think?
Yes.
Okay. Well, then that's the way it goes.
Oh, look at that bite. Oh.
By the way, that's a pumpkin pie in celebration of Thanksgiving, which was yesterday, and you enjoying that, Scaremaster?
Love it.
Hey, Scaremaster, speaking of the ladies, what was going on with that lady who you're going to bring here tonight? What's her story?
Yeah, Heidi.
I have no idea what the fuck's going on with that cunt.
What did she...
Fuck her. I don't need it. Let me...
I got to say one thing. if nothing else, you're consistent with your stupidity. You really are.
Let me ask you. Let me ask
stupid.
You.
Well, how
she
well
was
did
supposed
this
to
fight?
Be
look
me
at,
and
look at that bite. Look at that bite. Ah! What if something happened to her today and you're calling her a cunt?
That's not nice.
It really isn't.
That's a hate word.
I'll find out when I get home. That's all.
What do you mean you'll find out when you get home? Why don't you call her?
I only have her on Facebook. I don't have a phone number.
Who have you been dating lately, Scare Master? Any ladies?
The one that I've been dating for the past 15 years?
Yeah.
Terry?
Terry Ann Fuzo?
Yep.
I believe it's Terry Ann Fuzo, who is
Miss
Cleveland 1943.
When's the last time you guys hooked
69.
Up? 69. You 69?
Wow.
Or she's 69 years old?
Go on, yeah. How old
Miss
is she?
Miss Cleveland 1969.
Okay, 69. So that would
she's 63 years old.
40.
So she's 63
years ago.
Now.
Yeah.
How's she looking?
She looks all right. Still looks good.
If there's one flaw in Terry Ann, what would that flaw be? Like, if there's one thing you could change on her, what would that be?
More sex.
How often does she give it?
She doesn't give me enough pussy like she did when we first met.
I thought she never did when you first met.
I used to get a lot off of her when we first met.
No, that's not true. You used to never get it because you never got any sex.
She gave you a Callahan with her feet.
Right. That was the first thing that she did. And that took years before you got that.
What?
The first time that she jerked you off with her feet, she had never had sex with you before that.
Well, kept a lot of it very secret.
Oh, here we go.
A lot of it secret.
This is an epic bite he's got working right here.
Well, we're almost done with guy talk, so he's got to finish this before he wants
the
money.
He's just
got
to keep the story going. He's got to keep the guy talking going.
We've had sex quite a few times.
Someone's lying
here. I don't
need
to announce when I'm fucking somebody, do I?
Well,
it's a guy talk. How often do you announce when you fuck all the girls that you fuck?
Constantly.
To
I get in graphic detail with you. How do you think the segment guy talked?
Who was the last chick you fucked?
Last night, some dirty fucking audience member.
Where?
The bathroom of the Comedy Store.
Do you know her name?
I don't remember it. I know she was a model. She had been in some... she was in Bizarre Magazine this month, I guess. That's what she kept bragging about. And next thing you know, I'm on stage. Next thing you know, I'm in the bathroom helping her out with toilet paper. The next thing,
And she's helping you out with a little rimmer, huh?
With a what?
A rim job.
What's
talking
that?
To the mic.
She's helping him out with a rim job. Huh?
Perry, do you understand? Pull the mic towards your fucking mic.
It's right there, jack off.
All right, but you know what? You're not talking loud enough to be heard. So jack off. Talk into the fucking mic.
I'm talking into the
mic. You're not talking into the mic.
I'm tiny, you fucking pig. Fuck
right,
you.
But still, you're talking.
You have to keep the guy talk going.
Right, all
so
right.
So that you have the time.
Well, okay, well, you know what? Maybe we should just close out guy talk. All right, and you know. If he's not talking about it.
I have a question for him.
Oh, shoot. Go ahead, Mo.
Okay. So she's 63 years old, right?
Mm-hmm.
Does she get an AARP discount?
I don't know.
Would you want to take advantage of that if you guys went to the movies? When is the last time you guys hooked up? When did you went to the smush room?
When was I down to the last? When I took
would
her
you
her,
talk into the
when I took her and her daughter and her daughter's boyfriend out.
Well, that's right.
You didn't
have sex with her that night.
Mm-mm.
Well, that's what he's saying. When did you last hook up with her?
That's
not
what,
the time that she
the
had her whole
it.
Family come over to and have, you have to pay for a dinner for them.
Oh God! Oh, you mean the last time that I had sex with her?
That's what we're talking about.
Where'd you guys go to eat that time?
Over at the DoubleTree.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Last time we had sex, about 4 months ago.
Really?
Where was it?
My house.
No, where was it? In her mouth? In her ass?
No. It was in the missionary position.
What? That's kind of disheartening. A lot of people, I think, would believe that you're just like a dynamo crazed boy when you get in the bedroom with a woman.
It all depends.
It depends on what?
On her. Sometimes they like to be slow and be old-fashioned like Terry does. And sometimes...
Does she kiss you while you're having sex with her?
Yeah.
Describe it while you eat the rest of the pie.
All right, well, let's just close this out.
No, he's almost done.
You know what? This
Carrie
is it.
Carrie likes to get slow. She's a slow mover. And then when she gets...
Do you think it's because of her age?
No.
Are you ever afraid you're going to break her hip?
No, she likes to be very passionate about making love. Oh, yeah.
Has she gone through menopause as of yet?
What do you mean?
What do you think I mean?
I'm not sure. Blame yourself.
Do you know what menopause is?
No.
Okay.
Which menopause?
You mean when
they tie your pussy?
Yeah. When you tie your pussy.
You're talking when they...
And they also sponsor the race car driver, Jimmy Johnson. Sponsored by menopause.
This is really, really turning into a classic moment.
Wait a second. What do you mean?
Perry learns the birds and bees.
Birds and bees. Yeah, I know. I'm going to have to learn this one. They sponsor Jimmy Johnson?
Yeah.
Yes. Menopause.
What is that, a drink?
No. It's what women go through.
I thought it was an alcoholic drink.
Well, maybe it is. I don't
menopause.
Know.
Let me ask you this. How much pie is left?
All right, well, we got to close this thing out. And that
it's not Guy Talk.
Today is the end.
Not.
Thank
it's
you.
Not
another
over.
Great
Guy Talking Quick Scare
class,
no,
classic
fuck
version
you.
Of today's Guy Talk.
No, it's not the end of the version of Guy Talk. Keep talking about Terry, you fool.
Oh, yeah. It's Guy Talk.
Done!
Yeah, the song, it started.
All right, well, there's pie one done. All right, now, do you want cherry or pecan as your second pie?
I can't eat anymore.
What?
You still got to save room for Thanksgiving.
Well, that's right. We got our big Thanksgiving feast from What the Huck.
You got it, baby.
You got some room for that? Is that your phone? Put it up to the mic. Put it up on speaker.
Let's
get it. Eight numbers.
No, this is the first time I've ever talked to you, but you just called me a second ago, and then you hung up.
All right.
Is it okay if we put you on the air?
Can I have the number that we called?
Yeah, go ahead, Scare Master.
Tell him the number.
888.
No, your number.
601.
No, the number that
called. Your number.
Oh, the number that you just called is 818 area code 390, the number 2999.
All right, looks like we were calling.
Yeah.
Caramello?
Yes.
Caravello.
Caramello, yeah.
Caravello.
Yes, is it?
Hello, Perry. This is Drew. We were just calling to follow up because you had contacted us for some information from the hair club.
I'm not getting a hair transplant.
Hold on. Wait a second. We might be interested in that after all.
Hold on, because his hair really is receding a lot.
It really is. You know, Perry comes from Reseda, and his hairline is receding. Do you get that joke a lot?
Hey, is it okay if we put you on the podcast?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Now, what can you do for Perry's bald head?
Bald head?
Well, we've got quite a few different options available. What we need to do first is evaluate his hair and scalp with our microscopic evaluation. And then we'd be able to tell him if he's a candidate for surgery, non-surgical options, products, laser treatment.
Oh, God.
We'll actually do it all.
Okay.
He shaves his chest, though.
He does shave his chest. Will that hurt anything?
Unfortunately, we don't.
Okay, all right. That has nothing to do with the head, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Scare Master, where's your big problem areas?
What is your name, sir?
My name is Drew.
Drew, before we go any farther, I should say one thing. Almost 20 years ago, Perry blew a guy by the name of...
I didn't blow anybody! Give me my fucking phone!
Will that have anything to do with the having a head? Oh, wait a minute. He's hanging up.
Stop talking before I smack the shit out of you.
Smack the shit out of me. Come on, guys. It's Thanksgiving. Where's Drew?
All right. Well, anyway, the one thing that I did see, Perry did eat the pie. Should I give him the $20?
Yeah, of course.
All right, here you go. $20. Give him a nice hand. Perry got the... Sorry, Mary Jane. I'll make it up to
it's
you.
It's like a birthday. Hey, how was your birthday, Scare Master?
That was all right.
What'd you get for presents?
I didn't. Why? I don't do presents.
Oh, what do you mean you don't do presents?
I don't do that. Stupid.
God, I forget
shit.
That every time.
Why? What happened?
Screwed up again.
What'd you do? How'd you screw up, Mole?
You want this, Dan?
What is it?
A TV?
Every year I screw up. Sorry, brother. Sorry, dude.
Oh, yeah, I love it. I need a TV, a second TV in my bedroom.
It's not a giant one. It's only 26 inches. 26
inches. No, but what I can do is I can have this right beside the bed. Yeah, so when I'm watching
it's nice
porn.
For a bedroom. It's nice for a bedroom.
Yeah. Oh, thank you, Mole. Thank
sure,
you.
Bud.
It's not my birthday, but what the hell?
No, you'll have a birthday or Christmas. I get something else for Christmas, but
it's cool.
You're welcome.
What do you mean you're welcome? Why are you saying you're welcome?
Because that was a gift for me, but that's okay.
What do you mean? It's
okay? I don't need another TV, but
HD.
No.
Yeah, HD.
Oh, well.
These are. Oh, this is the.
You can just
high performance TFT.
There's
oh, I didn't know that.
Can, listen, if you don't want it, just take it
no,
back
no,
to
no,
Best
no,
Buy.
No, no.
I'll give you cash.
No,
for it.
No, 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 no. This is the 26-inch TFT. I did not know that. The high performance thing?
Uh-huh.
Whoa, these are expensive as hell.
Sure are.
Thank you, Mole.
If you don't want it, just take it back to Best Buy and they'll give you cash
okay.
for it.
No, I'll keep this, baby. Well, thank you. And you know what? In a way, I got to thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for being a Javajo and not accepting gifts.
Jehovah's Witness.
What?
Not a Javajo. It's
what did he witness anyway?
I'm witnessing you stealing my gift.
What do you mean I'm stealing your gift?
Oh, he gets something for me for my fucking birthday, and then he just gives it to you. That's all right.
Said you don't do gifts. You don't want gifts. It makes you angry every time I do that.
I do gifts. I give my daughter gifts.
You just said you don't do them.
Well,
I'm not going to take it back from Dan. That's totally not cool.
Keep it.
I'm going
keep
to.
It.
Oh, trust me, I will. Thank you, Mole. And it's after all, his birthday's over a week old.
Yeah, okay.
True.
Hey, is that the phone? Oh, do we have a call? Send that thing through, please, if you wouldn't mind.
I don't think there is.
Hello, lovers. Do you know whom is ringing you up, C-Daisy?
JQA. What's up, buddy?
Spot on. How do I sound? Clear-headed?
Really good. You
really
clear.
Cool.
Clear-headed.
So and I owe it all to the staff here at Naked Promises, my nudist rehab facility.
Nudist rehab.
So things are going well for you?
Oh, then? Yes, Mr. Barnes. They're going well. They're going swimmingly. Except for a minor bout of poison oak on Little Quint, I'm tip-top. However, I'm entering a new phase of rehabilitation.
What's going on, Mr. Adams?
What is that?
Well, that's a lovely
talk. Where you get wasted?
No, Walter, no. I'm entering a phase where I must apologize to everyone I have hurt in my past. Oh. And the big three are at the very top of that list.
No.
And for that, I apologize.
Well,
what'd you
do? It's okay.
What'd he do?
Well,
listen,
I'll tell you what I feel I've done. I feel I've let you down in not delivering the kind of projects and revenue that you were deserving of. Perry, do you agree?
I totally agree, and I know what you're talking about.
However, let me say this. Scaremaster, you present a bit of a challenge. While Don has those incredible good looks and laser-like eyeballs, and Mole is hilarious, and he does all those wonderful magic tricks, I'm not always sure what you bring to the table.
What I bring to the table is
honesty.
What
do you mean Mole does magic tricks?
Oh, come on.
All the magic tricks he does. You know, Walter, do one of your magic tricks.
No, I don't do that stuff anymore. I don't do magic.
Just one. Catch the magic light in your hand or something like that.
Magic light. Oh, get the magic light. Get the magic light. Lights out. Yeah, I do that stuff.
Precisely. Wonderful. Perry, now you cannot do that. But you know what you can do?
What?
You can join Walter and Don, and come visit me at Naked Truth for some group nude counseling. You can come on Boys Day. How's that sound, Scaremaster?
Oh, I don't think I trust Perry around the naked boys. I really
don't. Well, listen, it's quite freeing, and I wish you would think on it. Think on it, please.
Where,
in the meantime,
where is this place?
How about a brain twister?
Yes, do it.
Ready?
Yes.
If you are an American outside a bathroom, what do you become once inside the bathroom?
European!
Walter, as always, you are my magic man. Toodles all.
European. You get that?
That's no, I don't.
European? If you're...
Oh, you son of a bitch.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
That was
European.
A good one, Mr. Adams.
European.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't really know about the magic thing, though. How long have you
been
doing
that? I stopped doing that a long time ago because everyone was like, it would beat me up for it and stuff.
Really?
Well, then, you know, the whole thing when I was going to go into a volcano...
What?
Stunts.
What were you going to go into a volcano
for? It was a levitating thing. I don't even want to get into it.
Was this on a TV
show? Were you
going to
snow ski a volcano? Or?
No, it was a levitating kind of David Blaine-like thing.
Oh, God.
Oh, you know what I forgot to do? I totally forgot during their $10 shout out. I forgot to tell people where they could send their $10
shout out. Oh, my God. Next week, I guess.
Should we wait till next week or should
we
do it?
Yeah, we should wait till next week.
No, we should tell them.
All right, then tell them. Tell them.
All right, if you have $10, send it to 7510 Sunset Boulevard, Hollywood, California, 90046.
Once again. What's the box number?
153.
Then tell them that.
Didn't I say that? I said 7510 Sunset Boulevard, box number 153, Hollywood, California, 90046.
There
right,
it is.
So that was a $10 shout out, I guess.
$10 shout out!
We are celebrating Thanksgiving today, and what a traditional way to celebrate Thanksgiving than with some What the Huck food. What the Huck has been supplying us with food since we've moved in here. Mole, quick. Best thing about What the Huck.
Oh, man, there's so much to say. They're great. They're really nice. Their noodles are delicious. Their food is so good. And they make chicken. They put a stick in it so you can pick it up with a stick.
Now,
their food is delicious, man. Really good.
It really is.
Really, really good.
And here's the thing.
It makes me speechless.
One of the crazy things is people don't understand or they don't believe that there is a place called What the Huck. Well, it is. It's here in West Hollywood. It's actually on Santa Monica Boulevard. And the number is 323-654-7952. Real quick, Perry, what was that number?
323-654-7952.
That's right. What the Huck? 323-654-7952. So for all your Thai eating or day after Thanksgiving feast, What the Huck? You know what we should also do? We should also pay all the bills right now. Because
that's right.
Let's do this. Let's talk about maybe one of the biggest contributors to our show.
Great American Company.
A Great American Company. They two brothers got together. Mm-hmm. You know the story. They were
it's an American success story.
They were working as two plumbers, but their true love was what, Mole?
First, before they were plumbers, I think they were scientists, but then they became plumbers.
Really? Scientists. I didn't know that part.
Or adventurers or something.
Mole?
What? I'm sorry, I fell over.
Yes, you did.
First they were scientists or something.
Then they became the best plumbers in the Ohio Valley. And then what did they get into, Perry?
Porn.
What kind of porn?
Gay porn.
Hardcore man-on-man porn. ASM Plumbing
something
and Porn.
Something Tempur-Pedic's into.
ASM Plumbing and Porn is your one stop for all your plumbing and your hardcore man-on-man porn concerns. That's ASM Plumbing and Porn, 440-731-9338. But don't take my word for it. Why don't you take the word of an American hero, a guy that people
American
look up to?
Zero.
Good friend of the show, skateboard enthusiast.
Star of Beantown Heat.
Well, producer. Terrifying Tim Perpetic. Let's hear what he has to say.
Hi, I'm Terrifying Tim for ASM Plumbing and Porn. You want hot man-on-man films and top-notch plumbing and piping? Call ASM. Now, I may not be nearly as gay as their last spokesman, but I do know quality cornholing when I see it. Let's unclog some pipes!
Bag.
ASM Plumbing and Porn. Tell them Terrifying Tim sent you.
That's ASM Plumbing and Porn, 440-731-9338. And for you fans of Terrifying Tim, soon on our website at Simply Down the Podcast Network, then you click over the Big Three Podcast, you're going to see the commercial for ASM Plumbing and Porn.
He must have got paid big for that, didn't he?
Oh, what kind of money did he make on that? Do you have any idea?
I know that they gave him a lot of they re-copper piped a couple of his houses.
Really?
Yeah, one of those Home Depot buckets full of cash.
Wow.
They just work with cash. So
do you remember when Perry had a chance to be that guy?
He didn't
want because him. I didn't want to be anything. I didn't want to have anything to do with any gay shit because I'm not gay.
It's called acting. Remember, professionalism is
acting.
Professionalism is
right.
Do it, Perry.
Professionalism, yeah. Professionalism is
perfect.
Nice.
Now you see, you could have had that gig.
but I didn't want to have any association to do with anything gay.
Okay, what does it really matter?
Unless I know I have a contract that shows me money up front.
Let me ask you this.
He'll eat a fucking pumpkin pie for $20.
If Sacha Baron Cohen drops out, would you step in the role of Freddie Mercury?
No.
Why?
Because I'm not.
Find me somebody to love.
Find me somebody to love.
Somebody, 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 somebody. Find me somebody to love. Can anybody find me?
Somebody.
No, do it again, but it's somebody. I don't remember. Listen, just, I'll show you how to do it. Somebody to love.
Somebody to.
No, do it in your voice.
Okay. Somebody to love.
Yeah.
Somebody. That was good, Scaremaster. You know what?
You may want to reconsider that, not stepping into that role.
Yeah, because I could
would
see
you
doing
it?
It.
Would you do it?
Would I? It would
play
have
Freddie
to play,
Mercury.
It would have to play. It would have to pay a big check.
Like how much?
I'd say about 150 mil.
So you're going to make
your salary
10 times the money almost anybody else has ever made
ever
in a
made.
Film.
You get, yeah.
As an inexperienced actor, why would you feel the... What do you think the biggest... Well, hold on, Perry.
Guy,
just a second.
I'm not an
I think you need to manage.
What about Al Pacino?
What about Al Pacino?
Remember the movie Cruisin'?
Not really. I never saw it.
Come on,
Perry.
I never saw Cruisin'.
You used to talk about it all the time.
Never saw Cruisin'.
No, he wasn't talking about the movie,
I never,
guess.
No, I never saw Cruisin'.
Where he went undercover trying to...
Never
okay.
saw Cruisin'.
Okay, forget it then.
You know what you should do? You should, on the way home, pick up Cruisin'.
Yeah. Say you're... Go up and just ask the guy over at the video store, I want to rent the movie Cruisin'.
Do you have that
Cruisin'.
Movie here, Dan?
Yes, I do.
Can you lend it to Perry and he can give us a book report next week?
All right. I'll do that. So this will be kind of a fun segment. It's going to be a Perry movie review for the movie Cruisin'. Now, whatever you do, you can't say that you watched a little of it and you turned it off.
Oh, watch the movie from start to finish.
No matter what it's about.
Sure.
Al Pacino. He's an Italian, isn't he?
He's one of my favorite actors, by the way.
He is an Italian.
He is one of the Godfathers.
There he is.
One of the things that people have gone absolutely crazy on the internet asking me about is, why doesn't Perry sing Back in Black anymore?
He sang it last week.
No, he didn't. Did he?
Yeah, I did.
No, you didn't. No, not last week.
Or a couple weeks ago. I was sick. That's why I didn't sing it. What was it?
Oh, it was terrible a few
weeks
ago.
2 weeks ago?
Yeah. 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, I could barely sing.
Well, people want to hear that. For some reason, they like it. So I think that maybe you should give it another shot this week. Would that be cool?
Yeah, I think I could spit it out.
Oh,
then here we go. Something everybody out there wants. A little
why don't
ditty.
We do? Why can't we do any other songs
because
other than Back in Black?
Well, do
I do a lot
then.
Of AC/DC songs. You
I'll know. Do a different song then.
Why don't you do this one? It's your calling card song.
Like my
That's
T-shirt.
Why.
Like my T-shirt. This is my Back in Black T-shirt for Scary Pair Skateboards.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that what you call that?
Yeah, because it's like my new model. The new model.
When did you get those?
When did I get the new back?
The new T-shirts.
Well, this shirt, I've only got one made.
Can I have it?
No, you can't.
Why?
Because it's on my back. It's not on anybody else's.
All right, I'll trade you.
No, I can't
I'll
give,
trade you.
What are you going to trade me?
I'll give it another shirt. How about this one? It looks like Metallica.
No, thank you.
But it says marijuana.
No, thank you.
Oh, that's a great shirt.
No, thank you.
All right.
Well, he at least tried to offer you something.
Hey, thank you for the offer, but no thank you.
By the way, you know what I'm thinking about doing?
This shirt, look.
That's okay.
It says hash.
That's all right. No thank you. No thank you. Those are your shirts.
Yep.
You keep them.
Should we put out some Big Three Podcast shirts?
That'd be smart.
Yeah, I guess
people have been asking me about where do we get a Big Three podcast shirt.
You got to go. You got to go to the podcast. You got to send $10.
No. That's for the Big Three.
That's for the Big
That's
Three.
For the $10 shout out.
Skip Master, how's your neck?
It hurts like a motherfucker.
Mine too, man. I got this. I just.
Oh. Crack it the other way. Crack it the other way. Crack
there's
it.
There's a bottle in his hand.
There's a bottle.
There's a bottle
that
in his hand.
That wasn't his neck cracking.
Freaked you out.
All right, well, then here we go. This is the moment people have been waiting for a long time. Singing his big hit, The Only Thing He Knows. Here it is.
It's not the only
Perry
thing
Caramello with his hit,
Caramello,
Back in Black. Hit it. Oh, shit. Started out good.
He's got his head with like that.
Doesn't seem like he's getting into it at all.
His eyes are closed.
Here we go.
Back in Black! Hit the sack! Bet the long and glad to be back in the sound. Let loose from a noose that's getting me hanging around. You know, living on the sky, oh, getting me high. I got the hurts because I never die. I got nine lives! That's right! Squeezing everybody that I want to watch. Because I'm back. Yes, I'm back. Well, I'm back. Yes, I'm back. Well, I'm
back. Put the TV down. Put the TV down.
Back. Well, I'm back in black. Yes, I'm back in black. Well, back in the back of a Cadillac. I'm a wood, not a bullet. I'm a power
pack.
Yes, I'm in a band with a gang.
Careful with that.
That's getting me hanging around, you know. Never the flag, you know. Never me fall. One fella with me, I'm another band. Never me down.
What are you guys doing with that thing? I don't want it if it's going to be broke.
You're not getting it. It's my TV.
Okay, it's your TV.
Aren't you supposed to be singing?
Back! Back! Back!
Black.
It's a back and black. Wow.
Just shut the TV down, Mo.
Hey, let me throw some cantaloupe in your mouth.
I'm dying, and I don't want any more cantaloupe.
Oh, you like that?
Yeah, see, you're poisoning me.
Oh. What's the matter with this? Smell it. Something's the matter with it. Aren't you supposed to be singing? Can you smell it?
Yeah, it smells sweet.
That's bad. Something wrong with that.
It's Scaremaster.
Sing it.
Back!
He's back.
Yes, he is.
Back!
Where's he back from?
Back in black! It's a back in black! Wow!
What are you saying, cut? It's not the end of the song. Is there any more singing in this? Alright, fade it out. What's the matter?
Ah, yeah!
Oh, okay.
How's your good scare master?
There is something really the matter with that.
There's nothing wrong with the
Yes,
cantaloupe.
There is.
Bullshit. No, don't eat any more of it, Skimmer. Don't
Fuck
eat it. Seriously,
if I die,
seriously, don't.
I die.
No. Don't eat more of it. Don't eat more of it if you're having surgery. Seriously. Seriously. Skimmer, so look it up on your
Perry,
phone.
Perry, that's your fourth little chunk. Perry, what are you doing?
I'm finishing it.
Why?
I'm hungry.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
We did warn him.
You're not supposed to eat that much. You're really not.
We did warn him.
I thought I'd have one
And that
bite.
Smells really, really bad.
Well, we got some other food surprises.
No, thank
up.
You.
All
I'm
right.
Done.
So, what do you want? The pecan pie, or no, do you want the cherry pie?
I'm done with eating.
All right. Well, then let's do what is now the closer. The manager comes out to the pitcher's mound. He's looking towards the bullpen. He's going to call the closer. The new final piece of the show, the best thing that we do on this thing, it's time once again for Mole Play!
Mole Play, Mole Play, let's play Mole Play. Mole Play, Mole Play, let's play Mole Play.
He's Gear Master.
Mole Play!
Now, again, I am still not exactly sure. Do you have to say something before we get into this?
Nope.
You're positive.
Yep.
He's done.
What? Why are you finished with it? I thought
that
kid.
Stuff happened.
I thought the die from the cards. I thought the pieces that it cut kids' throats.
But they.
I just don't like to think about it.
Well, aren't you supposed to say something legally?
But isn't it the lawsuits are over with all that garbage?
I will tell you that right now our thoughts and prayers are with the families.
Maybe you should just say what you used to say just in case.
I don't think we
for
have
legal to. Reasons.
No, but we don't really have to.
Just say it, please.
But you don't have to say it anymore.
Why?
Kids are gone. Kids, it's all gone.
Okay. Well, anyway. Mole plays.
They're all dead. Who died?
I don't want to talk about it.
Okay.
How many kids did you kill?
He
look,
didn't
look
kill
who's
him.
Talking.
Yeah.
Look who killed Nathaniel.
How many kids did you kill,
you? Instead of going to Magic Mountain.
Magic Mountain?
Instead of going to Not Scary Farms.
I didn't need to go to Not Scary Farms.
You killed Nathaniel.
I didn't kill anybody.
Anyway.
Nobody said anything to me about somebody dying.
Okay, well, we did it last week or
the
week
before. Yeah, you said it like 3 weeks after the guy's nearly dead, and you're saying, oh, I killed the kid. How did I kill
okay,
somebody?
Okay, let's get into Mole Play. Mole Play is an improv game that we play here on the podcast, and this is where Mole will set up a scenario. Sometimes he'll take
eyes.
Something that has happened on the show. Are you talking about me?
His evil eyes.
He's got glasses on. How could
he behind those eyes.
Mole then will cast the scene.
Wow, man. Look at those
he'll
eyes.
He'll then direct the scene. So, Mole.
A lot cooler right now, Scare Master.
What are we going to be doing on today's Mole Play?
Today, we're gonna celebrate the season, okay? Today, we celebrate the beautiful season with a very special first Thanksgiving Mole Play. We travel back in time, 2,000 years B.C., when man first came to America. The pilgrims landed on the rocky shores. And they said, man, we're totally hungry. What can we have to eat? Luckily, there was an Indian there. And he had a big bag of what the huck. So, Scare Master.
Yes, sir.
You are going to be Chief Receding Feathers.
Chief Receding. Whatever.
Chief of the tribe.
How?
I'll tell you how. Dan, you are Sir Barnes of the Mayflower. You're totally hungry because you got the wicked munchies because you've just been on your boat. Chief Receding Head Feathers. You come to them because you're Indians and you're going to bring them a bunch of food, but they don't want any of that turkey and stuff and that corn. They brought what the heck Thai food, and they're going to show you how delicious Thai food can be. Mopay.
Hey, Indian boy, come here.
See. What?
You are the top dog here, correct?
Right.
Hey, let me ask
you
this.
I got the food coming over here, too.
No, I got some food for you.
What are you talking about?
Listen, from what I understand, you guys, you love to drink a little.
Well, what do you mean by you guys?
You and your Indian friends.
Okay. They like to drink.
Yeah. Well, listen, I got a couple bottles of the real good stuff all the way from England. I want to give to you.
Thank you.
I'd just like to take over some of this land. And to show my friendship in a deal that we're going to make, I'm going to offer you 12 shillings. That's English money. Worth much more than what you guys have over here in this country.
All right.
And to show in good faith that I'm a good guy, look what I have. This is what we call Thai food from a great place called What the Huck. Would you like some? Bring your friends around.
Sure.
So he opens up the what the huck food and he begins to feed it into the chief's mouth.
Hey, first of all, who's that little squaw over there? What's her name?
Oh, Mary Jane?
No. It's going to be an Indian name, fuckface.
Oh, like? Well, give me an Indian name I should use for her.
It's not Mary Jane. Just give a fucking Indian name.
I can't think of an Indian name. I don't know Indian names.
Indians always talk about.
Oh shit! I lived in Palm Springs. I should know about these names. Cherokee Cherry.
That's Cherokee Cherry. My friend here would like to rape her. Is that all right?
Not rape her. You could probably fuck her, but you can't rape her.
He likes the forcible way. Take, go ahead. Go get her.
I don't remember this part of Thanksgiving, but anyway, the chief is super hungry, and he moves over closer to the Captain Dan. Yeah. Captain Dan fills his mouth with Thai food.
This is what we call pad Thai noodles, and this is chicken. Now you just put this in your mouth all at once. There you go. Tell me when you're ready for the next one. Go, eat it. You got to eat it quickly.
He shoves a chicken, big chicken leg in his mouth.
What?
Shoves another chicken leg in his mouth.
What? Okay, put it there. Spit it out. Ready?
Mm-mm.
Come on, just spit it out. Got to put another one. This is a Thanksgiving. This is the way we do it in England. Put this in. There you go. There you go. Eat.
Now
eat.
He's eating like a champ. And the chief feels good because finally he's eating some quality food and not poisoned cantaloupe. Quality food, that like the kind you get at What the Huck.
What the Huck? 323-654-7952.
Suddenly the chief lifts up his loincloth.
What the hell is that?
I can barely speak.
Shoot this motherfucker in the head.
So he shoots him in the head. And that's Mole Play.
Mole Play, let's play Mole Play. Mole Play!
Well, I don't really remember a lot of Thanksgiving being like that, but a lot of it was pretty close. Yeah, man, so you love freaking chicken legs, man.
Not that I love them.
Yeah, you just like the shape of them? I tell you what, anything with that long shape, bam, it's right in there.
What did that remind you of when you saw that chicken leg going down his throat?
Chicken leg down his throat? It reminded me of corn dogs, chili dogs.
Well, that was a very festive Mole Play.
Yeah, you know what? It's the holidays, and it's time to really give thanks for all we have.
And you know
what we have? We got a great bunch of people. We got Mary Jane.
Mary Jane, who's not
we
only
got a
beautiful,
great
she's
group
a very
of,
hard worker.
Of people yep. here in the Big Three. We got Eric Marino, Dan Marino's little brother in the back. I give him thanks. And all our great fans, Dan.
Oh, all our great fans. The people that helped us this year put this podcast
together. LocalDrugSearch.com.
Just there's a group of people, and one day very soon we're going to let them know the people that really put
the
money.
Fisher.
They're still out there. Fisher, Bowers, and
Coast.
Even the guy that's your manager. He's helped keep you under wraps, so to speak.
Nick Shadursky, sure.
Yeah, he's a good guy. We thank him.
Hope everyone can make it to the candlelight vigil at Perry's hospital room.
Yeah. By the way, you know what we got to do? We're going to have a little party.
In your hospital room.
Right. When you go to the hospital, we're going to have a little party in your hospital
room.
No
fireworks. No Roman candles.
Or guns. No guns.
No guns. Of course, no Roman candles.
Like that. No, we're just saying that
one
right now.
One Roman candle.
No fireworks.
Shoot out the window.
Won't let you guys in the hospital with stuff like that.
We can sneak it in very easy.
Roman
Look
candle.
What we did
I
the
got,
last
I got two
time
Roman
we were there.
Candles on me now.
How'd you get them past the security here at the?
Everywhere.
Huh. I'd like to thank everybody who's cared about this show. You've been very good to us. I really mean that because we have a great time doing this. Perry's a pain in the ass. But what our goal
anymore.
Is,
not anymore.
We want to make another movie for
that's
you.
That's exactly what we need.
And that's what we're trying to do. So thank you for helping us get to that point. Thank you for giving us money. Thanks for putting stuff on
PayPal. Oh, my God, are you crying?
I'm not crying. I really care about the people that have helped us.
I see a bunch of tears falling out of your face.
The people that have gotten in touch with us online, that keep in contact with us, the people that found all those very rare photos of Cookie Caramello from the Navy.
Yeah, thanks for uncovering all that stuff. Really interesting.
My dad's not gay. Never was, never will be.
Doesn't say he's gay. You're not gay either, are you?
No, I'm not.
Okay.
So,
but the only gay I am is happy. I'm happy.
Yeah, but you've had homosexual experiences, and so
never
did your
had
father and your
experience.
Grandfather.
Shoved that chicken leg in your mouth like it was the last sailor on the fleet.
Okay.
But the point is that we're very glad to have you, the fans. Tell other people about us. We need to get our numbers up because we need bigger advertisers. You know, all I can say
advertisers
is this.
Like Coke, Pepsi.
Why would we want to get a drug cartel involved?
Remember
with this?
When we smoked crack cocaine?
Coca-Cola.
Are you back again with that?
Coca-Cola.
Are you not going to say that? Yeah.
Pepsi-Cola.
I really don't think that's going to happen ever. But you know what? I think by looking at the wall and I see that clock and I realize it's time to get moving. Guys, it was a great Thanksgiving. I want to thank everybody. Put her there, guys. Here we go.
Big three.
If you want to get in touch with us on the social networks, I'm at Simply Don on Facebook. Perry's at Perry F. Caravello.
C-A-R-A-V-E-L-L-O.
Walter Molininski.
That's me.
Don't forget, friend of the show, American Hero.
Tim Perpetic.
Terrifying
Zero.
Tim. Mary Jane, what's your
Mary Jane
Facebook?
Green.
Mary Jane Green?
Mary Jane Green on Facebook.
Also on Twitter, SimplyDon1.
ScaryPerry818 on Twitter.
I hope you had a happy Thanksgiving. Put her there, guys. One more time.
Big three.
TPN, Simply Done.